Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We're so thankful for you tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for it's our purpose to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and divine word. If at any time you have a comment or a question about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, let us hear from you, and you can contact us by the address given by the announcer, or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. Beginning this Sunday morning, the East Abbotville Church of Christ will begin a week-long series of Bible studies with Wes Brown during the preaching. The church will assemble together Sunday morning at 9:30, and Wes Brown will present two lessons, and the church then will assemble together Sunday evening at 5 p.m., and he'll present another lesson from God's Word. On Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., the church will assemble and hear another lesson from Wes Brown in this series of studies. We urge you to come to be with us at both of these services on Sunday and for the Wednesday night service. For Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, Wes Brown will conduct the Bible studies virtually at 7 p.m. each evening. And there are three ways that you can watch. The website, which is www.eastabbotville.org, and click on the live feed, or go to a Facebook page, or go to the East Abbotville Church of Christ YouTube channel. We invite you to take advantage of this opportunity to study God's Word this coming week. The first occurrence of the word church is found in the New Testament at Matthew 16:18. Peter acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Christ replied, "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." It's strange that the first mention of the church comes so late, when Paul said that it was part of God's eternal purpose. Let's read Ephesians chapter 3, beginning with verse 10. "To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord." And so here in Matthew 16:19, it provides us a solution to this puzzle. When Jesus continues and says, "I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." So notice it's in verse 18, Jesus said, "I will build my church." And in verse 19, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom." The Old Testament prophecies of the kingdom pointed toward what Jesus now identifies as the church. God told David, we read in 2 Samuel 7 and verse 16, "And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever." Now this prophecy, like so many others, was fulfilled in Christ, especially as he was raised from the dead and exalted to the right hand of God. And Peter makes this argument. Let's turn over to Acts, the second chapter, and begin our reading there at about verse 25. "For David said concerning him," that is Christ, "I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. Men and brethren, let me speak further to you of the patriarch David. For he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne, he, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he said himself, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand, till I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore, let all of the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. So we see that he concludes with this very important statement. Let all of the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Jesus' kingdom is established. The church has begun. But just what has been established? What has begun? Some sort of institution with a chairman, board of directors, a denomination, a collection of denominations, maybe a loose coalition of local congregations. No. Acts 2 records nothing of these things, nor does any other passage of Scripture in all of God's Word. What then did begin here? It should help us to consider first the word kingdom. Kingdom is from the Greek word meaning sovereignty, royal, power, dominion. It's given royal power, kingship, dominion, and rule. And we see that this is only in a secondary sense. Does it refer to a realm, that is, the territory and the people under the dominion of a king? When we see the word kingdom, we ought always to see royal power or kingship. Sometimes we see people, that's the subjects of the kingdom, of the king rather, but only in a secondary sense. Rule or dominion is pointless without the opportunity to exercise it. God's sovereignty, it's universal. He rules the world. During one period of history, he manifested his dominion over the nation of Israel through his chosen representatives and ultimately the descendants of David and the tribe of Judah for the purpose of bringing redemption, the forgiveness of sins to mankind. God's rule was, and it's further shown, through the dominion of Christ, David's greatest descendant, as what we just read here in Acts chapter 2. Though Christ is at God's right hand, here's how we saw it, or see it rather, also described. Look with me in Ephesians chapter 1. Let's begin our reading with verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he has worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he has put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. See, this helps us to understand the statement that Jesus made in John 18. When he said that in verse 36, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." So we see in the term church primarily the subjects of the king, the great called out of the saved. We know from Ephesians 5, verse 23, that Christ is the Savior of the body. And in Ephesians 5, verse 25, he gave himself for her that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. We see sinners, one by one, were baptized into his body, into the body of Christ, as they gladly received his word. Acts 2, verse 41, when the question was asked, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Peter said in verse 38, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins." And in verse 41, "They that gladly received his word were baptized, and there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." Jesus arose from the dead. He ascended to the right hand of God. And on Pentecost, according to Acts 2, in verses 29 through 33, he received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, and thus became, by the power of God, Lord and Christ. The rule, the lordship, the dominion, the kingship, the kingdom of Jesus began. And as we earlier noted, we see the term kingdom. When we see that term kingdom, we must see the rule of Jesus. As we also have made mention of already, when we see the term church, we must see people, and not just any people, but the one who, upon hearing the word of God, gladly received it and was baptized. There in Acts 2 and verse 41, and not only that, but verse 42, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in prayer, in fellowship, and in breaking of bread. When we think of church in its universal sense, we must think simply of the relationship of saved people with God. And that's what Jesus continues to build as he adds saved ones to his body. Friends, our time is up. We appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer. Magnify, oh,
magnify. Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock PM. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.